Hey, I'm Michaela LaFrac, the host of Vermont Edition. The podcast you're about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity. Enjoy. This is Vermont Edition. I'm Michaela LaFrac. Public Philosophy Week is around the corner. It's an annual local series where people gather together to discuss life's most meaningful questions, usually with a philosophy professor or expert leading the way. Later in the show, we're going to talk with the organizer of that series and two of the speakers. But first, a film festival highlighting movies from our region just kicked off. The Made Here Film Festival is the only competitive festival dedicated to films from New England and Quebec. Vermont Public is a co-producer. The festival began yesterday and it runs through Sunday, so still lots of time to catch these films. We're joined today by the festival's director, Orly Yadin. She's also the executive director of the Vermont International... With the film festival, it is also a co-production of the Vermont International Film Festival. Orly, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Sorry about that. I was the executive director until July last year, and we now have a new one, Steve McQueen.
Thank you very much for the in-studio correction. This is why it's so great to have guests in the studio. No, that's on us. All right, well, let's talk about the Made Here Film Festival. It kicked off last night with seven movies. Tell us about what opening night was like.
Opening night was fantastic. It was sold out almost immediately, standing room only. And we're lucky that we can give standing room because it's in this amazing hall at the Burlington Beer Company, which is a historic building with old connections to cinema from 120 years ago. We showed seven Vermont films and all the filmmakers were there for Q&A. So it was lively and bar was open. That's the beauty of holding a festival in a brewery. You know, it allows for people to mingle and linger and chat. So that was it. But we have 42 films altogether, and they do represent the whole of New England, except for some reason this year we have no films from Connecticut. But we have from all the other states, New England states, and of course 16 or 17 films from Quebec, and all the filmmakers are coming, which is great.
That's wonderful. And Connecticut, maybe next year.
Somehow they didn't make it in.
Well, before we move on to these films, I am wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that connection with the building, the Burlington Beer Company building, to the film history. It's a really great one.
Of course. I keep repeating myself. I always say Made Here Then and Made Here Now, because in 1901, the beautiful brick building that is now housed by the Burlington Beer Company was actually built by cinema pioneers, the Lumière brothers from Lyon in France. And they built a factory because they were developing a color system for photography. And they chose Burlington because they could find so many French-speaking laborers to work for them because they didn't speak English.
Wow, fascinating. Well, what a great way to connect the past and the present. All right, so this is the fourth year of the festival. How has it grown and changed over the past couple of years?
Well, yes, it is actually the youngest of the three festivals that VTIFF runs annually. And it stemmed from what used to be called the Vermont Filmmakers Showcase, which was usually a day or two attached to the Vermont International Film Festival in October. But... at some point, I was still the executive director then. I thought, well, we have wonderful filmmakers in Vermont, but the state is so sparsely populated that it's really there's very little chance to meet other filmmakers. So I thought, why not expand to New England? And because we're so close to Quebec and their cinema is so advanced in many ways because they have good government funding, let's include Quebec, our neighbors from the north. And that's how it started. And because all the filmmakers live fairly near Burlington, I mean, they can drive even if they're a few hours away, they come. Because, you know, for other festivals, if the filmmaker is in Tokyo or in Timbuktu or Buenos Aires, we can't afford to bring them over. But here they can come and we house them all. We have a wonderful community. People have been opening their houses to host the filmmakers. So they stay and they come to the screenings and the audience gets to meet them. And almost more importantly, they get to meet each other, because the whole idea is, you know, they meet each other and maybe new working relationships will form or they can learn from each other.
Mm. Orly, what is the selection process like for these films? I mean, it must be such a tough job to get all of these submissions from across the region and then whittle it down.
It's a really tough job, because the worst part is letting people know that their film has not been selected. That's always awful. We have a jury. It's a volunteer jury, and we try and have representative from the entire Made Here region, New England and Quebec. So this year, I think we had 8 jury members, and filmmakers submit their films on an online platform, and the jury watches the films. Not every jury member has time to watch all of them, but all of the films get watched by at least three jury members. And at the end, you know, we write our comments. And at the end, we have discussions and have to sadly whittle down the selection of films to what can be fit into 5 days this year.
5 days. All right. Well, let's talk about some of those films that are going to be screening as part of the Made Here Film Festival. We've pulled a couple clips, and the first one is from a movie called Wait What by Sarah Fury from Massachusetts. Is that right? Can you tell us a little bit about
it's film? It's a wonderful, very illuminating, brave, and moving short documentary about specifically women who are considered by society to be overweight and how they are therefore labeled. They're labeled and thought of specifically about by their weight rather than about their personalities and so on. So it's an eye-opener, really. It's a very powerful film.
Well, let's take a listen to a clip from Wait What.
I have suffered, as others have suffered, from trying to fit into boxes. So for me, body acceptance means being honest. And my work with yoga, my work with More to Love, is really about broadening what I mean by this sense of being honest with yourself. So when I think about body positivity and body acceptance, I care more about us as individuals learning to feel and sense in our true bodies in this moment.
And we learn that in Massachusetts, it's legal to fire somebody solely for the way that they look. And the filmmaker looks at what it means to be accepting and loving yourself, even in the society that we're living in today.
That's right.
Well, our next film that we have pulled up here is a really unique one called The Yorkie Werewolf. Tell us about this one.
This one was made by Michael DiBiasio and Rebecca Ornelas. DiBiasio, I believe. And they are they're in Vermont. They live in Vermont, actually raising 2 small kids, a baby and a little toddler. And despite that, make films. They actually only came to Vermont a few years ago, but they've already become very involved with the film community and very active and so on. And The Yorkie Werewolf, and that shows how varied our selection is, you know, of the film. You know, a documentary about weight watching, and now we have basically a very funny horror film. It's a horror film, but it doesn't take itself too seriously. And it was all shot here, and yeah, it's going to be showing tomorrow evening.
All right.
Or maybe tonight, actually. Sorry.
Well, we'll link to all the schedule on vermontpublic.org on our show page for Vermont Edition. You can also find out more about the festival at large right there on Vermont Public. So this is The Yorkie Werewolf. It's about a teen witch who turns into a very tiny werewolf, a werewolf Yorkie, and is thrown into the town's decades-old war.
As you know, Jenny, this town has been ravaged by decades of war between the Mafia and we creatures of the night, including the witches, especially the witches. The Mafia really hates them. You. Yeah, I know your entire story. I know who your grandmother was. It was her death that led to what happened to you and your mother. You both should have been more careful, and your mom should have been more honest with you. Another thing you might not know is how the latest part of this whole saucy beef started.
Well, you'll have to watch the movie to find out.
Exactly.
Were you ever just like blown away by some of the premises of the movies that you get? You know, like I'm sure there's certain themes emerge, but then you get something out of left field, like the Yorkie werewolf.
You know, I would say 50% of the films we're showing are out of left field. I mean, that's what's so lovely about getting all these submissions from everywhere, because really every film is so different. We have some amazing animation films. And each one is different from the other, not just because of the topic, but also the method of animation. We've got really important documentaries, important in terms of what they illuminate. And we might be talking about one in a minute. We have just whimsical little shorts. You know, I think we have 42 films in the festival this year. And we, out of that, I think there are either 6 or 7, I can't, feature length, but the rest are shorts. And we've put them together in programs of shorts, and which is what I've been doing, you know, just before we finalize the thing. And I love mixing and matching each program so that, you know, we don't just have a program of documentary shorts and then a program of horror shorts. It's much nicer to mix and match. It's also nicer for the audience, I think.
And to be exposed to new things.
Exactly.
Well, you mentioned some of the documentaries on very important subjects that are relevant to many of us all across this region. One of those is a film called Connected by Chad Irvin. This is another film out of Vermont. Tell us about Connected.
Yeah, so, excuse me, I think Chad Irvin made it together with Chris Cantu, who's his partner, and she was producing it. And again, two new transplants to Vermont during COVID, I believe. So, you know, it's amazing how all these transplants, filmmakers, have started making films here and changing the landscape. This was, I believe, a commissioned film, and it's about just over half an hour long. And it documents the efforts and success of the Vermont's rural areas to get high-speed broadband, and highlights the issues that these rural areas have with internet providers who didn't necessarily want to, because it wasn't commercially viable for them, and how that affects the. So it's a real eye-opener and very interesting.
Well, let's take a listen to a bit from Connected. In this clip, we'll hear from a mother who has been impacted by these efforts to grow rural broadband.
We had very little access to the internet, actually. We could really only run like 2 or 3 devices at a time. One of the only solutions we could come up with was to rent office space, to split up and keep one child at home and bring one child to work.
And you hear there some of the struggles that they're these families are facing. I'm really excited to see this film. It's a topic that we've covered a lot on Vermont Edition.
Yeah, and the worst period was during COVID, when they really couldn't even meet, you know, in person. And as someone said, the screen kept freezing all the time because we didn't have high band internet.
Yeah. Well, do any of these films, are you hosting any sort of conversation, community conversations connected to them?
Connected to them, yeah. Absolutely. I mean, the whole point of bringing the filmmakers is that, excuse me, at the end of every screening program, the filmmakers come to the front and we host Q&As with them. So the audience has a chance to ask questions, to hear more about it. And they can continue talking to them afterwards as well. No, the Q&As are very much part of the whole deal.
Well, we have one more film here. This one I'm definitely going to need your help introducing. It's called Clear Results by Seth Jarvis, who's from Vermont as well. And in the clip, it sounds like a commercial that you're going to hear, but it's not, right?
I don't know if I should give it all away, okay. Though. It's very short. It's hilarious, but treating a very serious subject. And it's actually about AI. In a sense, the voice you hear is a voice of an artificial intelligence. Should I say person? Or
sure.
Yeah, person.
Creature.
Werewolf. Responding to all these women who are testing themselves to see whether they're pregnant or not.
All right, so this is... Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
No, and one of the women says something that the AI has not been programmed to answer or has been programmed intentionally to ignore. It's very funny.
All right, with that, let's take a listen to a clip from Clear Results.
Clear Results also comes with advanced voice assistance features to help with next steps in your pregnancy journey.
Where can I get prenatal vitamins?
I've listed several pharmacies on the digital screen.
Where is the nearest women's health clinic where I can get an abortion?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
An abortion? Where can I get an abortion?
I've listed some options for a sore shin.
You can see the voice assistant does not want to respond to that second question. And we should mention Marianne DiMaggio, who is the main actress in the film. And she's a wonderful Vermont comic actress, appears a lot in theater as well.
Wow. What a unique take on like such a pressing issue. That's great. Well, I can't wait to see it as well as many more of these films. Where can people see these films?
Well, I should mention, you'd mentioned at the beginning that the festival runs through Sunday the 14th, but actually it then continues for 7 days online on VTIFF's virtual platform. So people can really catch up with films. And also we have an audience favorite. People can vote for the audience favorite. I should mention it's the only festival that VTIFF runs that gives out cash prizes. And that's another thing, how to support local filmmakers.
That's great. All right. So they can see them in person for the next couple of days, find them online for a while after that. You can find all of this information on vermontpublic.org or if you Google
Made
Here.
VTIFF.org. Yeah. MadeHereFilmFestival.org.
There you go. That's the easy way to do it. Orly Yadin is the director of the Made Here Film Festival. Thank you so much for coming and speaking with us about it.
Thank you for having me. And now I have to run back to the festival.
All right.
See what problems to solve.